highways we have traveled, many roads we have crossed in search of a city prepared on the cross, but we're looking for a better day where we'll lay it all down and hear him say, welcome. Here's your robe and your crown. One glimpse of that city, one look on his face, one stroll by the river in that wonderful place. It'd be worth all the trials. It'd be worth all my tears. We'll all live forever with loved ones so dear. Over there stands my mansion. My name's on the door. I'll rest by the river on that beautiful shore where the water flows freely from the fountain of life. We'll all be so happy forever with Christ. One glimpse of that city, one look on his face, one stroll by the river in that beautiful place. It'll be worth all my trials. It'll be worth all my tears. We'll live through the ages. Has been upon us. And he's blessed us to return to the little Bethany church here. And I told Brother Fred I was here last month. That should have been sufficient, but he wouldn't have it, so I'm back again this month. And but you know, this is another day, and this is another time. And as I think through the week, Lord, what will you have me to say, and what will you have me to preach? And I never know sometime until the very next word comes out of my mouth what God will have me to speak. Sometime I can think upon things, and the Lord will bring it back to my mind, and sometime I get afraid. Thank the Lord, surely I didn't bring this thing on my own. And I just want the Lord's will to be done this morning, and not that I would preach some great sermon, that I would have some name greater than anyone, but that I would just be a little humble servant of the Lord. Not worthy of God's great blessings that he gives me, but yet I desire the blessings of God and always desire to go up to the mountain of the Lord. As the writer of old had said, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and there he will cause us to hear words as commanded of him. He will command his word, brethren, from out to 1,000 generations, the writer said. And his commandments today are sure and steadfast. And except we come to believe in the only name that is able to save us, we will perish and go the way of all the earth. And I declare today, and as Brother Keith had said, after you perish into the earth, there's a man on the inside that will never die. He has an everlasting life. Brethren, today, and he'll live forever and forever, even either in the presence of God or in the presence of the wicked one. I hear the day, so we just move through life and waiting each day and wondering what will the morrow bring. Our life is like the vapor on the water, and I look in the mirror sometime and I thank God, how old am I getting? Amen. But day after day, hour after hour, we're going back to the old mother dust. It begins the frail, our outward man. But hopefully, brethren, your inward man is being renewed every day. Amen. As our minds can't comprehend the depth or the height of the wisdom of God, and to understand what will the morrow bring, is it not in the hands of the Lord? What will I say? What will I do tomorrow? Oh, that God would put in our hearts the words of grace to speak unto those. He said, let your words be seasoned with grace. Let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. Let our light shine unto the wicked and adulterous generation that we live in today. And I think as we go through the earth, brethren, our very lives are a very ministry for the Lord. You might not be a preacher today. You might not have the gift to preach the Word of God. But your very life is preaching a sermon for Jesus. We are all just ministering before God as the Holy Ghost gives us His Spirit that we can preach the Word and be instant in season and out of season. Or maybe to those little ones just be able to give a word or two to someone. By His Spirit, brethren, today we are just moving around and about in Him. He said that we move and have our being, and without me you can do nothing. So today I can do nothing. Brother John, this morning, except I be endued with power from on high, except the Holy Ghost will revelate to the mind and cause the very mind and the words to be spoken. If it don't come that way, Brother Larry, it's all in vain anyhow. So today, brethren, God, brethren, from the beginning, saw the very end of it all and saw us today. You believe that today, brethren? God can see all things, and the Bible said that He even knows your thoughts afar off. Listen today and sin. Brethren, I see them in the world. They're looking for some great deliverer. They're looking unto man. Brethren, today I want you to look unto Jesus. He is the author. He is the finisher of your faith. Brethren, today and they are searching for somebody to deliver them and bring prosperity unto the world. But brethren, they're seeking and they're looking in the wrong place. We're going to have to get our affections upon things, upon God, and upon things upon high, brethren, for the world itself. The Bible said that the world knew not God in their wisdom, brethren. They knew nothing about God. So why do they seek unto man? Because they are of the flesh, fleshly. But brethren, you are not of the flesh. If so be that you have been born again, we're not not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And they seek, Lord, they seek after the lords and the gods of this world. But brethren, unto us, unto them, their lords and gods. But unto us, there but one true and living God, who is above all, and who is in you all. So the day, brethren, listen, the day, friend, we see how the God brung forth and set up this new and living way, that we should not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Our God, brethren, give us the Spirit, not of fear. God has given us the Spirit of power and of a sound mind. God has given us the Spirit, brethren, not of this fear that brings so much condemnation unto man today. But God, give us the Spirit that we could have peace with God, and through the Lord Jesus Christ, I have my eternal life, brethren, and this life is in His Son, whom He appointed heir over all things, and by whom He created the world. God, brethren, is still alive today, and they're looking unto man to bring deliverance. I'm telling you today, brethren, there is no other deliverer. Today's going to come. He's already come. And in the process of almost 2,000 years ago, He set up His own everlasting city. Oh, brother, listen the day, friend. Listen what the old king of old, brother. Listen, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, brethren. Listen, it troubled him in his heart and in his mind, and he was so troubled, brethren, that he could not remember the dream, could not remember anything about it, but it troubled his heart so that he brung in all the soothsayers in them, and those that is able to understand secrets. Listen, friend, and they come in to the king, and they said, O king, tell us your dream. Listen, and he said, the dream is gone for me, but I want you to tell me the dream and tell me the interpretation of it. Listen today, brother, boy, they're not gonna make up something to tell the king, are they? King, and they're not a king on the earth has ever demanded such a thing. But God had a plan, brethren. God seeing the end of it all. God knowing what He was going to do in the end of the law covenant, brethren. Brother, He said, there is but one degree for you. If you don't tell me the dream and the interpretation of them, listen, you're going to be killed. You're going to lose your life because you've not told me what I wanted to know. That's the way the flesh works, brethren. So the decree went out, brethren. It was going to kill all the wise men of Babylon, brethren. Listen the day, brother, and I thought, brother, another king, how the Lord work and how He's going to bring about this great work that He was about to do. Listen, and there was a man in the province, there was a wise man, his name was Daniel, and they come to Daniel and said, Daniel, the old king has had a dream, and no man is able to tell him the dream or the interpretation of it. So Daniel, we're going to have to kill you too. You're one of them. I love how Daniel said, brother, listen, this is how you get under wisdom and understanding. Listen, he told the old captain of the guard, give me a little time and I'll go and pray. Listen, brethren, give me a little time. As he went to his brethren and told them, listen, what the old king had said, let us come to the Lord. Let us make a petition before him that he will reveal the dream, that we perish not with them. We're not going to perish with the world, brethren. The world's going to pass away, but his people shall live forever and ever. So he said the next day, brother, the Lord showed me in a dream last night. Bring me before the old king. And the king, he come before the king. And listen, the old king said, art thou able to tell me my dream and the interpretation of it? No, king, there is no man upon the earth can tell your dream or the interpretation thereof. But there's a God in heaven who revealeth secrets and tells the mind of man afar off. Listen, the day he has showed me in a dream. Listen, and he began to talk to the old king and said, king, thou hast got great power and authority. King, while you slept on your bed last night, you seen a great image whose head, listen, was of fine gold. Listen, and his breast was of silver, and his thighs, brethren, was of brass. And his legs and his feet was iron and part of clay, brethren. Boy, can you imagine? Can you imagine such a dream, brother? Can you imagine? No wonder the old king's heart was smitten. King, thou hast been green. Listen, even then, the fowls of the heaven they rest in the branches of this tree. And the beast of the earth have the shadow under him, brother. The word, they was all blessed in the land. Because of the king Nebuchadnezzar and the great rule that he had, brother. But God, he said, God is going to show thee, king, what shall come to pass in the last days. For thou sawest until, brethren, that a stone was hewed out of the mountain and smote the image. Listen, the day. This great image, thou, O king, is him. Thou art the fine head of gold. The four, our four kingdoms. Brethren, listen today. And I'm going to bring something here into your mind that you hear all over the land. You hear him say, now I know this is going to go out, Brother Darwin. And I know people is going to listen to this. And I want them to hear something here. Listen, Maria. They're saying the kingdom's going to come at the end of the world. And the kingdom's going to be set up upon the earth. But listen what Daniel wrote. He said in the days of these kings and the four kingdoms, brethren, and the ten that come out of the last four. Listen, brethren. He said in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. He shall break and subdue all other kingdoms. They're not going to be no greater come, brethren. Listen today. That's going to overcome Christ and his word, brethren. In the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, brethren. And it broke the Babylonian kingdom down, brother. It broke the Chaldean's kingdom. It broke the Grecian kingdom, brother. It broke the Medes and the Persian, brother. Listen down, on down through the time, God, brother. You know what? The green kingdom that was a ruling when Christ come. It was the Roman Empire, brother. Oh, where's it at the day, brother? It fell by the wayside. Every kingdom comes against the Lord is going to fall. For no man can stand before him. Brother, listen, when did his kingdom come, brother? Listen, today we read of a man named John that come out of the wilderness, brother, and begin to preach. Oh, the kingdom of heaven, it's at hand, brother. Yes. Oh, the kingdom of heaven's at hand. Repent ye, for it's at hand today. And John preached, listen, saying that one cometh after him who is mightier than I. He shall baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost. He is going to come. He is going to preach his own everlasting gospel. He is the one, brethren, that was going to be set up from everlasting to everlasting. The king, the rock that was hewed out of the mountain without hand, brother, come tumbling down through time and smote the great images that is fair, that was set up of man, brother. They all gonna fall before this green rock that was come, brother. Who shall be able to stand? Whatsoever God does, he does forever. The Bible said that no man can add to it, neither take away from me. What God does, you do forever, brother, and forever. No man can add unto the works of God. And Jesus began to preach his own everlasting doctrine, brother. And sin, I begin to say, brother, today, I love what it said there. And sin, from the time of John the Baptist unto Christ, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. And he said in the last time that he would come and deliver out of his kingdom everything that offends and abounds. You got to understand, brother, the difference in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God, it's within you. It don't come by observation, brother, but the kingdom of heaven, brother, was on the first. Was on the first. Listen, the Jews, they had the way, brother, and the church was there until Christ came and died on that old rugged cross. Listen, everything was of the eye. It can behold the things with a very natural eye, and they worship God with material things. And Jesus, when he healed a man, he told him to go and show himself unto the priest and offer the things that Moses commanded. The law wasn't finished yet, brother. And there was one going to come, brother, that was going to bring in the kingdom of this world, brother, and he was going to bring in all carnal ordinance of the law, brother. And there was going to be a kingdom set up that's going to smite all these things of the earth. And they was going to be rolled back even to the laws of Moses. Was going to be rolled back to the lawgiver. Who was the lawgiver? It wasn't Moses, brother. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, brother, who set up that everlasting kingdom. He said, it shall not be left unto another people, but it's going to break in two. It's going to consume all other kingdoms. Brother, does the kingdom of God, when did it come, brother? When Christ died on the old rugged cross and said, it's finished. finished. The work that thou's given me to do, my brethren, is finished. And he set it upon himself. And he told Peter there, Peter, upon this wrong, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not rebel against him. Listen today. Oh, before he came, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence took it by force, brother. But after that, and Christ died, there's not a one can overcome the kingdom of God. For he said, the lion's whelm has never trotted upon it. The vulture's eye never even seen it. No, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Oh, you must have the new birth, brother. To get on the rock that smote all these other kingdoms. Get on, get in the kingdom. And that is the eternal kingdom, brother. It's an everlasting kingdom. It's not going to be left to another people. There's only one people, brother, that's going to possess the kingdom. That is those that has been down to the banquet house. That is them that has had their robes washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, they're going to possess the kingdom forever and forever. And he said, in whom the whole family, both in heaven and his earth, is named. That is the name of Jesus, whom this kingdom is the day, and whom the rock that was shoot out of the mountain is the same rock, brother. The same rock. And then in the book of Revelations, he said, unto him that overcome, will I give unto him a little white stone, and in that stone a new name that no man knows save he that receive it. Can you see the king the day? All I'm telling you, the world can't see it. They're searching for it. They're looking for it to come over there in Jerusalem. Oh, friend, he said, there shall be a handful of corn upon the mountain of the Lord. It shall be a handful of corn upon the mountain, and the fruits thereof shall shake like the Lebanon, brethren. When did that take place? It ain't going to take place up here. It's already took place, brother. The handful of corn was the apostle that was sent forth into all the world to preach the word of God, to preach the everlasting kingdom that was going to be set up. When did it come down, brother? I declare today, John saw it. He said, I saw New Jerusalem. Prepared as a bride for her husband, come down from God out of heaven. Prepared as a bride for her husband. She's a beautiful church today, brother. She's a royal priesthood. She's a holy nation today. And they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. Shall not be left unto another people. There's only one kind of people that can live in this kingdom. There's only one kind can get into that kingdom, and that's those who've been washed in the blood and born into the kingdom. You're not going to err into it. Listen what the prophecy of old said. Brother, he said, though you be a fool, you shall, he said, the way shall be for the wayfaring man. The way shall be for a wayfaring man, though you be a fool, you shall not err therein. Why was it going to be for the wayfaring man? The wayfaring man, he was a traveler, brother. And that's what we are when we come to Christ, when we come traveling, praying and begging God, help us, deliver us, and born our souls and set us in the kingdom, and put out in our heart, in our mouth, a new song, brethren. Yes, let us sing the praises of the Lord. all the day long, brethren. As the writer of old had said, the Lord saw found me in a waste howling wilderness. I picked my feet out of the mire and the clay, set them upon that rock, brethren. Set them upon that wrong, established my going, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto his name. And so all the days of my life, I want to praise the Lord. I want to dwell in his kingdom, brother. And Lord God of heaven, I love what he taught his disciples. Brother Nod, he said, teach us how to pray. Ain't that good, brother? He was still alive then, but he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God was going to come. Brethren, when he went back to the Father and sent her down here in glory, on the day of Pentecost, when they was gathered together, brethren, I believe the old kingdom come down in the power of the Holy Ghost, brother, and it's set upon each of them, and they magnified God, and he said, these men are drunk. No, these men not drunk. This is that was spoken about Joel the prophet. In the last days, your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see visions, and your young men's a dream dreams. Listen the day. This is that which was spoken of Joel. That it pour out of his spirit, brother. And on the day of Pentecost, listen what Peter said. John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
This is the promise of the Father. He's going to send you a new and a living way. It's not going to be as the way the world thinks. No, the world in their wisdom knew not God. Ain't going to know nothing about God, brother. Except God reveals it to you. You got blinders on, brother. And I declared the day, even to Israel, they'd have never crucified the Lord of glory. If they'd have been able to see.
That's right.
But the Bible said he give them eyes to see not. They had ears and they heard not. He said, least they would believe upon me. Brother, I declare they would have believed upon him. All the miracles that he done, even as he talked to this brother and talked about how the children of Israel come across the Red Sea, they saw the pestilence, they saw the fire of God, they saw the power of the Lord. And for 40 years in the wilderness, their shoes didn't even wear out, their clothes wasn't tattered, brother. They drank all that rock, and that rock was Christ, brother. Down in the wilderness,
yes,
brother, where listen the day, and when they hungered, they cried, and God sent them quails mean, three-foot deep. Do you believe that, brother?
Yes,
I sure do the day. And if you believe the day, listen what Jesus said. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. But I am that bread to come down from God out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die. Oh, brethren, don't look, friend, in this world. Don't look for the kingdom to come. The kingdom of God is within you. If you've been born again, and if you've not been born again, you can be the day. By repenting, by believing upon the only name that is able to deliver man.
Thank you, Lord.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess.
Yes, sir.
But here's the sad thing, brethren, if they don't confess here, I think of the great men, the kings. I see the pride of the world. Brethren, they're like King Nebuchadnezzar was. Brethren, when he was turned out into the field until his hair growed like eagle's feathers and his nails like eagle's claws until seven times passed over him until his concognizance returned unto him. Then he blessed the God of heaven and his reasoning returned unto him. And he knew that he was the one, the only one, the only dominion that was never going to pass away until the world understands that. And they'll never stop believing in the flesh. They'll never stop believing in the flesh, for they think within their arm, this is great Babylon. He stood and said that I have made. This is great Babylon that I have made. And all the by my power. Don't you hear him today? By my power have I done this. Oh, friend, you can do nothing except God bless you to do it.
Amen.
The Bible says the power of the bee are ordained of God. Brother, God sets kingdoms up. He sets kings up. He brings kings down. No man can work except God letteth. But he who letteth now letteth, brother. I declare the day, except you be born again, you're not going to go to heaven when this life is over. Get in the kingdom. Don't wait for it to come. Don't wait for the kingdom they're talking about. It's going to be set up. Reigning over here for 1,000 years. Sometime when you want to talk, we'll talk about that. But nevertheless, brother, here's the key. I want you to get your mind on the big picture today. There's so many of them preaching the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, and they don't understand the rest of the Bible, brother. You got to look at the big picture. What has the Bible said? Has he set a kingdom up? He said, in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. Not two, not three. Not four, just one. He set up a kingdom. That was his kingdom. There's only in every kingdom, they got to be a king. I can only read of one king. One kingdom, one king. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. By the one Spirit are y'all baptized into the one kingdom. Brethren, today it's his dominion, brethren. And no man can set her up. He's already set it upon himself. He's already set it upon better promises. Lo, he said, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God, to take away the first. And establish the second. Set it upon better promises. The grace covenant has already come. The kingdom's already here. All you need to do is believe. Believe upon the name of the Son of God. That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Beginning at Jerusalem. Brethren, at Jerusalem, where it all began. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was up in Jerusalem. And the fire of God come down. Peter began to speak. Boys, here were 17 different nationalities gathered together there. They was all devout Jews.
Yep.
Out of every nation under heaven. The Gentile, brethren, far as I can find, it wasn't to them yet.
Amen.
He had it come to the Jews first. But as it come to the Jews on that day, he began to speak. And as he spoke in cloven tongues. And the word cloven means to split. As it went out of his mouth in the Hebrew dialect. Every man heard in his own language, in his own tongue wherein he was born. What a great miracle took place that day, Brother Jim. And I declare today, and some people will have you to believe this or believe that, but that's what the Bible says, brother. And you can't get no more than what they got on the day of Pentecost. They go and find over in the book of Corinthians and try to twist things to say that they can speak with some other tongue or what. If they're speaking in tongues, it's languages, brother. It's not something he said, I'd rather speak five words of my understanding and 10,000 an unknown tongue. If I come unto you speaking in an unknown tongue, I'll be a barbarian unto you. You wouldn't have enough faintest idea what I said this morning. What prophet? He said, edify not the church.
Yeah.
If you're going to edify the church, you're going to have to speak in plain language, brother.
Amen.
And if it would please God that someone would come in that has not heard and do not understand our language, he can do the same thing on the day of Pentecost. He can send it to their hearts and they know exactly what you preach. You believe that, brother?
I believe that
because the Bible teaches that. And when Peter went down to the house of Cornelius, the Gentiles, brethren, when they heard the wonderful works of Peter and the words he had to say, they all believed. They heard him speak the wonderful works of God. And they believed upon his name. And they receive the Holy Ghost. And he said, seeing these receive the Holy Ghost as well as we at the beginning.
Yeah.
Huh? In the 11th chapter it says that. He said, as well as we at the beginning.
Yeah.
What took place at the beginning? They heard Peter speak in the Hebrew dialect, and every man understood in his own tongue. The Jews that went down there and the Gentiles, the communication was made very plain and open. And they understood and they spake and every man understood. And it was said, seeing these have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, who can forbid water? Now I'm saying today unto you, if you've been born again, who can forbid water unto you? You need to be baptized, first of all, by the fire and the Holy Ghost, and be born into the kingdom of God. And then after you're born into the kingdom of God, you need to fulfill the righteousness that has already took place. He said the baptism and not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but an answer to a good conscience. Now, I never had no good conscience, brethren. Neither did I have a clear conscience until Jesus saved me and took them old sins away. Then I had a clear conscience that I can answer to God and go down to the water and be baptized to raise the walk in the newness of life. Let the world know that I believed in a death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not, then why will you baptize for the dead? Now we believe in a death, burial, and resurrection, brethren. Or I wouldn't have went down to the water to be baptized if I didn't believe that Jesus Christ come out of the grave.
Amen.
Huh? Would you have done that, brethren? We sure wouldn't have. But we do it because He was rose from the dead, brethren. He went down into the tomb. He come out of the tomb to raise, to live forever and ever. And when we go down into that liquid grave and we come forth, the world don't pay much attention to your words until you go down into that water. Then you raise and walk in the newness of life. And they watch every word you speak and every walk that you walk. That's just the way it is, brother. I hope I've not consumed a bunch of time and worried you. I struggled real hard trying to figure out words after words. It's a hard place, brother. Sometimes to stand in this place waiting for words to come. But I hope that people understands this kingdom has already come. I hope they're not sitting around waiting and thinking. I heard them even say that in the kingdom they're looking to be set up, they'll have another chance. That's the best doctrine the devil could ever come up with to make people believe that you're going to die, and when they have the rapture come and the kingdom is set up here, that they're going to have another chance. Now you're talking about there's no device in the grave, the writer said, whereby man can work.
Amen.
You got to work while it's day. For when night comes, no man can work. What is night, brethren? Is it not death?
Sure it is.
When, as long as you're in the world and you're alive and the spirits are working with you, you got a chance.
Amen.
But soon as you die, you have no more chance.
Amen.
For you go down to the grave and the place that once knew ye, what the Bible says, listen to this. The place that once knew ye shall know you no more.
Oh, that's good.
You are never going to come back to this earth, friend. You're going to motor back to the dust, and your inward man is going to go to its long home. Where is that? That's where you made a choice for.
Amen.
Either in heaven or hell, and the hell ain't going to be the final resting place for it. There's a lake of fire.
Amen.
The brethren preached about where the false prophet and the beast is going to be cast into. And you're going to go down there with them. I care how mean you was or how good you thought you was.
Right.
Your good morals is not going to take you to heaven.
Amen.
The Bible says when you come to know God.
Yeah.
Now listen, this is the sin that separates you. I don't care if you don't break all these other commandments. You come to know God and glorify Him not as God. It's sin unto you.
Right.
And that one sin is going to take you down to the world of the lost. That is your choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether it be God or whether it be mammon, which is the world or the devil. The things of the world is of the devil, people. Don't let nobody ever fool you, because the works of the flesh, brethren, I declare today, what is the works of the flesh? Lust of the eye, the pride of life, lust of the flesh. These are of the world, and the world passeth away. But when you're born again, you have a new desire. God gives you a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. That fear, that old sister, he's not a sister, I guess you don't know the Lord. She's 90 years old. She wants to have, get away from fear. She needs to have an experience of grace. And then God will give her the spirit that is not of fear. You know what fear is? The fear is torment, Brother Fred. Fear is torment. And God don't give us the spirit of fear. But God gives us that wonderful spirit of peace and of a sound mind and of love. Boys, and of power. We have power with the Holy Ghost, friend. We have power that you can say unto the wicked one, get you behind me. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, when God comes on the scene, you can say, get behind me, Satan. Don't try that on your own. You might be like them down in the book of Acts that went into the house and they thought they would do what Paul done. And they went in and they began to command this man that was filled with the devils and say, come out of the man. The devils answered and said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? And he leaped upon them, stripped them naked, and run them out of the house. Now don't go out to fight a battle except it's in the name of the Lord. And you better go with a sword in your hand. Because I declare today you've got to have an armor on if you're going to fight against. Our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God. The pulling down of the strongholds, brethren. We have a warfare today and we have something to fight it with. We have the armor. We have five defenses and one offense. Five defenses and one offense. I must come to an end here, brother. Five offenses and one defense. I'll let you just go read that instead of bringing that out.